The Cosmic Cat from Berkeley, California. I next encountered the divine many years later in Berkeley, California. I had gone home to be with my mother while taking leave from my job in the Foreign Service. I had 2 weeks there by myself. My wife came later near the end of the trip. Every morning I woke up, had coffee, did yoga, spoke to my mother, who was sliding into dementia, day by day losing her reason. Then I would go out and explore the city, go to a museum, go to one neighborhood, and just be there, rediscovering the Bay Area after years of being away, having dinners with old friends, seeing movies, etc. Every morning a black cat came to visit. The cat was friendly and waited for me, and then would join me in my morning rambles, following me to the bus stop. I started talking to the black cat. He looked at me with the spark of divinity in his dark eyes. I called him the Cosmic Cat. He seemed to like that. He would look at me, and I opened up to him, told the cat all my dark secrets. So I walked the streets of the old neighborhood. Every morning and every evening, the cat would be there to greet me and to carry out our endless conversation. Then I had to leave. In our final conversation, I asked the Cosmic Cat, "Say, cat, are you just a cat, or are you a demonic cat? Are you possessed by God or by Satan?" The cat looked at me, and I realized that God was indeed residing in the cat. But that God was residing everywhere, and all I had to do was open my mind. The rest would follow. So I said goodbye to the Cosmic Cat. And he purred and came up to me, and I felt the comforting presence of the divine. Said goodbye to my Cosmic Cat. I said goodbye to my mother, as this was the last time that we'd be able to really talk. Told my mother about the Cosmic Cat. She smiled and said the cat was there for me and her to comfort us both in our hour of need. The cat was indeed a Cosmic Cat. Buddha Cat from Etzel Road. And another encounter with the divine recently. Another cosmic cat, perhaps, perhaps not. Who knows what cats are? Are they aliens from another dimension, or was he channeling God? I call him the Buddha Cat, for the cat loves sitting in a meditative pose, not moving, just staring at me with his soulful deep eyes. Pouring into my soul is pouring all my secret thoughts. The Buddha Cat does not move, does not react, as he is so deep into his interior meditation. Truly in tune with the cat universe and the cosmos as well, the Buddha Cat seems to be one with God, one with the Buddha, one with Allah, and all the other billion names of God known and unknown. The Buddha Cat can teach us all about the art of meditation, and he zones inward and loses his soul, joining the cosmos and becoming the Buddha Cat. The Buddha Cat lives in a modest townhouse in a modest suburb, proving yet again the divine Spirit of God is everywhere all around us. The Buddha Cat reminds us all to look for God in the everyday all around us if we have but eyes to see.